Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's up and welcome back to another great episode of Zompire Hour Radio. And today I'm going to give the chance the haters to call in and try to change my mind. And what's today's topic, tonight's topic? Well, it is Bone Thugs and Harmony are the greatest of all time. Not Migos or anybody else for that matter. But yeah, so go ahead and try to change my mind right now. I'm going to go post the number all over online, see who has the balls to call in. But if you're a Bone Thugs and Harmony supporter and you just want to, you know, tell us the truth about why Bone Thugs and Harmony are the greatest of all time, you can call in and let us know that also. I'm going to be doing this Change My Mind, or I might need to change it to Prove Me Wrong, because there's this other guy. His name is Steven Crowder. He has a show where he sets up this table and says crazy things on his like sign, and people can sit down and like debate him and try to change his mind. But we're going to do the radio version of that. So anyways, let's get to some music. Oh yeah, look out for the new album by AC Killer featuring Bone Thugs and Harmony, Madonna, all kinds of other people. It is going to be off the hook. And the name of this track is from, it's off the album Unholy Trinity, and the name of the track is Ghost Town, and it's featuring the one and only Madonna. So check it out, and we're going to go post up the number. Thank you.
You know my spirit is willing, but it's my flesh that seems to win. I try to pick up my Bible and get filled up with the faith. But when the Christian starts to see me, then the Christian starts to hate. They see my long hair, tattoos, and my four-letter words. And like the Pharisees, they judge me and think I don't love his words. But my righteousness is rotten. Thank God for his grace. When the saints come marching in, we marching in from faith to faith. We all fall when you fall. You got to get turned up. You got to learn it while you live it, that you can't be giving up. We all fall. We all fail. It's just a part of life, but I swear the sun rises, you can make it through the night. Everything will be alright. What goes around comes around. See the angels in the sky and the trumpet blowing sound. Does it seem a bit profound that for me he laid his life? I know for me it does. I can't believe he paid my price.
God's got a plan, best believe he knows what's best. I ask you guys, my spirit and the
disintegrates my flesh till there's nothing left, just the smell of my corpse. Vultures feast on my meat as my carcass starts to warp and my brain starts to bleed. Convulsive spitted up blood. I'll say a prayer for those I've lost and everyone I've yet to love. Sending praises up above, a miracle's about to happen. It could take a thousand years or it can happen while I'm rapping. Tapping shoes are made for tapping and the Bible's made for reading and the bullets in your brain. Best believe they leave you bleeding, cause it's human hunting season. We are hunted by the demons. They hunt every day, all day, every season.
Hey, what's up, guys? And we are back live on Zaw Power Hour Radio. Yeah, I've been sick for a while, missing in action, but hey, today I felt good enough to at least talk, so we're on here. You know, still not feeling that good to be back live on camera and all that kind of stuff, but you know, we still doing the radio show. So tonight's topic is Von Thugs and Harmony are the greatest of all time, and it's not Migos or anybody else. And if you feel any differently about the subject, call in and try to change my mind. In the meantime, we're going to be talking about Von Thugs and Harmony. And man, I mean, ever since Faces of Death, Creeping on the Come Up, East 1999, Eternal, Art of War, you know, Be Teenage Resurrection, and so many more solo albums like Thug Mentality, Heaven's Movie, Thugs by Flesh and Bone, Thug by Nature, Heaven's Movie, The Gift. I mean, that's just off the top of my head. Plus all the group albums and solo records, unreleased music. Oh my God. And like collaborations with Biggie and Pac and Big Pun and just so many other rappers. Nobody is ever going to be on that legendary status to say they collab with all those people and have hit songs with them. You know, that still to this day are like such great songs, man. So yeah, that's tonight's topic, and I'm getting crazy. And in other news, Jay-Z punk Offset at the BET Awards. The rumor is because Offset said that Cardi B with his Beyonce and called her the B word in the song. So Jay-Z took offense. Who knows if that's the reason, but either way, he got punked. I mean, you could tell in the video, Jay-Z's in his face and talking to him, and Offset's like backing up and pissing his pants. So you know something happened. It might not even be that, but yeah, you gotta be careful. Don't piss off the OGs. You know, all these young punks out here think they could just diss whoever they want. It's not even like that. But either way, back to the topic, Bone is the best of all time. So if you're listening live or you got the number, you know, you can call and try to change my mind. You got 21 minutes to do it, because this is a 30-minute show. I'm not going to be on here that long. On top of that, I got to pay if I want to be on the, you know, for more than an hour. So, yeah. Anyways, the number here to call in, if you want to call in and state your opinion, or if you can have valid points to prove why Migos is better than Bone Thugs and Harmony, you could try to change my mind. And if you could change my mind, you win a prize. Basically, anybody to call in and change my mind about anything that I'm saying on the show, you get a prize. You know, whether it's a gift card or like a, I don't know, like a gold chain, something cool, you know, or even like a liquor bottle. But anyway, so this is the number, 657-383-0813. I think it's kind of late though now, probably everybody's sleeping or they're too shy to call in. And so I'm thinking I might do these shows earlier. I don't know. I really don't know when to do the shows. I do these more as like podcasts anyways, but I was hoping we could get people to call in that either disagree or agree. So I cast the number out there on social media. I don't care, man. And you guys can listen live. That link that I posted, well, if you clicked, because you're listening live. So you can listen live from any computer or phone or anywhere you got a browser. If you got any smart TV, then you can do that too. Anywhere you can stream, you can listen live. And so I might do the show on YouTube Live. I don't know. I'm trying to think of different places I could do the show and we could get more callers, you know, to call in. But the show is just starting, so and it is kind of late, and it is Friday night. So who's really going to call in and change my mind? You know, oh, you know why? You know what else? I think nobody called in because they can't change my mind. They know I'm telling the truth. They can't have the truth. I'm the king of trash talk. You know, I just put it out there. Gato Media is on Power Hour Radio. We're taking over the game. We're taking real music back. We're going to call out the clown shit. We're going to report the real news, the news they try to sweep under the rug and not report on. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're not going to be like sugarcoating shit or none of that bullshit. We're going to tell the truth, give you real opinions. If you don't like it, you could call in and debate me. And that's why I'm even doing this, is change my mind, you know, because look at, oh, if you think this is crazy, wait till tomorrow's show, which is going to be Little Yachty's garbage, change my mind. You know, I'm just going to have to really call out the bullshit. I don't really want to make the show a spectacle like this, but we do need to talk about these debates. We'll have some real debates, too. They don't all got to be change my mind, you know. And then I got to get my co-host Queen on here very soon. Shouts out to Queen. We're going to get her on here again soon. We got to do a collab show real soon. But, yeah, you know what? Tonight, I don't think we're going to get callers because nobody wants to prove me wrong. I just think, but if you think that Bone is the best, then call in if you think Bone is best. Because if you think Bone is the best, tell us why. Tell the world and prove to the world in this podcast why it's they are the best. Also, if you want your music or your company or your product or whatever promoted, hit me up. Free promotion for now. If you're Bone affiliated, Bone Thug and Harmony affiliated in some way, free promotion for you. Everybody else that do get a charge, though, especially if you're not, like, you know, good music. But yeah, guys, like I was saying, yeah, as long as you guys are, you know, as long as you got good music and I'm feeling it and I feel like you got a good message or you got a good flow or like good beats and that, we will play it on the show. Well, yeah, we're trying to get new artists out there, but good artists. Don't send me no Little Yachty or this kind of crap that's out here today. None of that bullshit. Send us serious artists with real music, especially people that are trying to bring the real rap back. You know, like, what's his name? Jonair Lucas. That guy that has the song with Eminem, and they just went platinum. Stuff like that. Bringing back real hip-hop. Logic, that did a collab with Wu-Tang Clan. Because if we let the clowns take over, then rap will die. And that's really what the Illuminati wants. Not only the Illuminati, but whoever's pulling the strings, they want to destroy hip-hop in a real message and just real lyrics and real emotion and just in everything. You know what I mean? And, I mean, to be honest, that's why I don't listen to rap that much. But, you know, back to the topic, Bone Thugs and Harmony are the greatest. If anybody wants to change my mind, call in and try to do it. I shouldn't even say not Migos. I should just say Bone Thugs and Harmony, period, is the greatest. Change my mind. You know, Migos have claimed that they're the greatest of all time. And I'm sorry, that's not true. Hey, yo, Migos, I'm going to let you finish. But Bone Thugs and Harmony are the greatest of all time. All time. Woo! I'm not even drunk yet. Anyways, guys, let's get to some more music and see if anybody wants to call in. I don't think anybody wants to call in, but you're free to call in if you want. This is a track by Steezo, No Luck and Critical. The name of the track is Sucker Free. I love this song, guys. Enjoy. We'll be back after this music break. Thank you.
Jim, Bolani and T. We still out here, motherfuckers. Hate if you hate. I'm just trying to stay paid and suck a free in this game. Every day I wake up, different day, same bullshit. Rolling blood, stuff, smoking on that exclusive. OG in my switches, you can catch me straight cruising. Burning Cali weed, I ain't smoking no bullshit. Every day I'm different color, I'm just staying on my grind. I'm money motivated, I'm just hustling for mine. Some are young SA, I'm sure coming from the struggle. I'm just trying to make
make it out, ain't nothing stopping my hustle. I'm Mexican, and I'm looked at as a criminal. White cheese, fiber, white J's, keep it all original. Either I'm a wasted kid just trying to throw subliminals. My whole squad full of gangster individuals, just acting like it's something, but they ain't really nothing. They just trying to get the money, but they ain't really about it. I'm just a YG, raised in California, home of the bomb and palm trees and marijuana.
I'm just out here doing mine.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game, in this game.
Purchase your track
today.
I'm
just out here doing mine.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game, in this game.
Bang, bang. Bullets to your dome. We out here sucker free. Chilling with the chrome, this my throne. You ain't breathing in my zone. These hot rocks here will change your skin tone. Blowing on this kush, sniffing on this yay. Rolling on these rails, nose bleeding all day. Money make it rain, that's Benjamin Showers. You're shorty on my dick, cause your bitch ass still a coward. Look, I'm just trying to do me. Run your damn mouth and catch this two-piece. Ooh-wee, homie, you don't know how we move. Car case move, that's butter, how we do. Bullets got names, more like initials. I'm waiting to blow missiles. If there's an issue, hit you. Nah, I won't miss you. No IPs, cause you ain't never been official.
I'm just out here doing mine.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game, in this game.
I'm just out here doing mine.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game, in this game.
Tell me who the fuck is this with this lyric so explosive. Bringing rap back with that desert city flow shit. 7-6 so shit. Never want that whole shit. Mind over matter. Best believe you spend
your
own shit. Focus. I'm
just
working on my craft. Trying to stack a record too. I'm hungry for the cash. The stock is slowing fast, so I'm never holding back. I'ma give it all I have till I'm laying on my back. Murder every beat, just destroy my competition. Raw to the Z, great soldiers on a mission. Critical the lead, you cannot distort my vision. I'm sick of listening to fucking bitches trying to diss them. Listen, when he's gone, they gon' miss them. They'll regret they didn't listen. Borderline, raw to the Z, no luck. Critical and C's running these streets, bitch.
I'm just out here doing mine.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game, in this game.
Purchase your track today.
I'm just out here doing mine.
I'm just out here doing mine.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
You shouldn't hate what I do.
I'm just trying to stay paid and sucker free in this game.
In this game, in this game.
What's up, guys? And we are back live on Zon Power Hours Radio. And I just want to say, yeah, about those.
Whether you agree or not, but most, I know most of the folks get from our video part of the season. But I'm going to be a few or, you know, there might be some people coming up from what you call it, but it's just for money. But, you know, any community is it's just for money. So it's able to beat me.
Well, yeah, I guess it was, I guess it much love to Bone Thugs and all the Bone Thugs fam and all the fam out there, just everybody. And I just want to say, you know, yeah, thank you to Bumpus and Harmony for all the great music throughout the years, and for still making music and still doing shows and tours and being there, and for all the new merchandise and just everything, man. Nobody's ever going to do it like Bone, touch or soul like Bone, change the world the way that Bone has. Because bottom line, no matter what happens, man, and Aaron, I know that I'll see you guys at the crossroads. So that's one thing that we can have faith in no matter what happens in this world. And I think there's just never going to be another group that everybody could feel and could have their soul and hearts touched by so deeply, like Bone, like with Crossroads. Till this day, people play that at funerals. They play that when they're sad. They play that at award shows. They play it. I mean, you could play that song anytime, but I mean, that song is magical. It's powerful. Rest in peace to my father, you know, because that song really means a lot. And, oh, we got a caller on the line. All right, so let's take this caller. What's up? What's up? You're live on the show. What's up? What do you think, Bone Thugs and Harmony versus Migos? Bone Thugs is the greatest of all time, or do you think anybody could be greater? And if you do, change my mind. What's up?
First of all, this is your boy Wizfire. Want to give a shout out to my boy.
Wizfire in the building.
I'm definitely calling to tell the people that ain't nobody fucking with Bone Thugs. Bone Thugs
Bone
is
Thugs.
The best of all time. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hell yeah, bro. Hey, it's as simple as that. That's what I said. I mean, if anybody did try to give me reasons why they weren't, I could give them a million reasons why they're wrong. And like I told people today, bro, nobody's going to call in and try to change my mind. If we do get any callers, it's going to be people that are just gonna be, yeah, Bone Thugs. Yeah, I mean, Bone, come on, man. It's Bone Thugs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the same thing like these guys that think they're better than Eminem. It's just not going to happen in this lifetime. Like, you would have had to have been better a long time ago to even achieve that. It's too late for that. It's just,
too
I mean,
late.
It's just certain people you can never be greater than, like Michael Jackson. You know, Justin Timberlake tried to use his style. It's just Justin Timberlake is cool. He's a good singer, but it's just not going to be the same. You know, it just can't be.
No, no.
You know what I mean? Like me, even me, I take a bit from the Bone style, but I do it respectfully, and I always give them props, and they're the originators, you know, when I do it. I never try to say, oh, this is my shit. You know, like some people out there, a lot of these dudes come with the fast shit or the singing, they're like, yeah, I'm the best.
Exactly.
I invented this. That's not what they're from. It's all good that they use the style, bro, but if they say, hey, but I know who originated this and who started it, who changed the game, then I'd be like, okay, that's cool. But they'd be like, nah, fuck that, I started this. That's when it pisses me off, kind of, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to say, but, hey, give some shouts out, bro. Triple Tree in the building. Let them know what's up with that. You're out there on tour, right? And I see you guys on TV now.
Yeah, for sure. We got a bunch of exciting things popping off early in 2019, so we're looking forward to the new year. Besides that, I got a couple of new Wizfire singles that I'm working on, so be on the lookout for those as well. But other than that, you know, one love to you. Shout out to all, you know, the Bone Thugs and Harmony family. Shout out to CNO Soldiers, you know, Triple Tree, Speaker House. It's all good.
Reaper 7 Sign, everybody. Much love to everybody. Hey, bro, and when you get those singles ready, you got to send them to me because the podcast is getting bigger. It's getting more views. It's getting bigger. I've been, like, really getting crazy on the grind with the promo and the trolling. So, you know, it works. I see these young cats doing the trolling, and I'm doing it, like, 10% of what they're doing, and it works, you know. I get how you get attention to get people to click back on you. But, you know, sometimes I say the simplest thing, like, why do all these dudes color their hair look the same? And this one girl went off on me on Twitter and it got so many views. Like, bro, this week I got like 16,000 views to my Twitter. And I was like, damn.
Nice.
So I could say any little thing and these people would just go crazy, man. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, they're just so crazy, huh?
I just asked one question. And then I'll get some girl to just snap on me. I'm like, damn, bro. Hey, bro, but that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get out here to create a new media for all the new artists to get their stuff out there, like you and all the independent artists, anybody that's on the grind, because
We really need it because the regular radio is not showing love like they used to. You know, it's not.
No, not at all.
It's just whoever has the most money. That, like, if I go to the radio station and I say, look, $10,000, play a shit, I bet you it gets played. You know, even though it's, technically it's not legal. If I tell the DJ, hey, here's some money and here's my CD, magically you start hearing my shit, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I think I got time for you today. But that's why my show, bro. That's why I'm just doing it for the love of the music. Like, if I could say, damn, I had these artists on here when they first started and now they're super huge, I could be like, man, Ghetto Media's Umpire Hour Radio, we helped them. We started it from nothing.
Right.
And that's what this moment is about. And good music. Like, I love the reggae. Hell yeah, bro. And that's why I love reggae music. That's always good vibes and a positive message. It's a message about love and weed.
Yeah.
And just good vibes. I mean, what's better than that? Triple Tree. Shouts out to Triple Tree. Oh, yeah, you guys. Hey, tell them where they can check out Triple Tree online or, like, check out your music.
So you
can
check us out on Facebook at Triple Tree and then on Instagram at Triple Tree Music. And those are our two social media outlets right now. We are currently working on a YouTube page. So expect some new music from Triple Tree available online here in the future.
Hell yeah, it's going down, guys. Hey, that's exciting news. Hey, you heard it first here on Ghetto Media News Live Radio. Hey, bro, and I want to bring back the live videos. I've just been sick, like, this whole month and felt and looked like shit. Today was, like, the first day where I felt like I could talk. So I was like, yeah, we got to get on the mic. Like, when I look like shit and feel like shit, we're still going to get on the mic somehow. So I'm thinking they're not going to stop this. Like, if
Block
I'm sick,
talk is perfect.
I mean, we'll do the whole block talk thing and do the radio talk. I mean, it's still – and then, you know, people won't be so shy because a lot of people are shy to get on the camera. Kinda usually, we want people to talk. But I was hoping I get the haters to come debate me, but yeah, I think they just know bones better. I think that's what it is. And so, like, man, I can't really debate that. They just don't have any debate.
You're
they're going to be like, well, you know, this is newer. It's newer. I mean, lots of stuff is newer, but I don't mean it's better. Like, if someone's really good and they're new, I'll give them props, like, like Logic or the guy that did that single with Eminem, Jaynor Lucas or something, but that one single that went platinum, him. He went platinum with Eminem, his first single ever that went platinum, that collab with Eminem. Yeah, if there's a young cat like that and they good and they got real lyrics and skills, I give props. It's not that I hate, because people are like, you just hate it on the youth, but like, no. What I hate on the ones are the ones that are like, I'm better than Biggie and Pac, I'm better than this, and they suck. Like, dude, to even say you like Biggie and Pac, you better be hella good, because that's like some of the greatest of all time, you know? Trying to say that they're the greatest of all time, period. I'm like, okay. Yeah, there's Bonta, there's Pac, there's Biggie. Like, if you got to prove it by your skill. Like, I like these guys that don't even like talk about it, but they're just good, you know? So to me, I'm like, no, it's not about age. It's about skill. It's about skill.
Exactly.
Like, how good you are.
Like
when if they just come out here and say, oh, I don't like Tupac, I think I'm better. I'm like, dude, you're just doing that to get in the news because now they're going to write about you in the blogs, the rap magazines.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't deserve press for that unless you're good, you know. So, yeah, and that's why I'm calling them out on this radio show. It's like, yeah. And I got told, like, anybody who doesn't agree, call in and change my mind, you know. Yeah, because there is some dude. Oh, bro, I don't know if you've seen him. This guy, he's like with a table. You know the guy at the table with the coffee cup, and he's like, yeah, whatever, whatever, and it changed my mind. So this is the radio version of that.
Yeah.
It's like,
nice,
it's like,
man.
For reals. So it's going down,
man.
We chilling tonight. Man, I don't know what they put in my coffee, but I think it was spiked. I think it was spiked tonight, yeah. We are lit.
Yeah, man.
We are lit now.
I've seen your post, and I've seen there was still time, so I'm glad I was able to catch you on the show. And I had to tune in and, you know, and agree with you and let the people know that Bone Thugs is the best.
Best of all
time.
And since nobody called in, then this debate is over. I mean, I might bring it back later, but I'm just thinking every time I put these out, no one's going to call it to debate me. Unless it's some girl that's pissed on Twitter. I mean, I might get some girl to just yell. Because usually, like, everybody likes what I say on Twitter, but there'll be this one person that just goes off. I'm like, whoa, this one girl went off, man. And I'm like, what the hell was that? Like, I was just asking a question. I wasn't even a diss. I was just like, why do all the guys that color their hair, they all color it the same colors, the same patterns? It's not, like, you know, they color it, but they all copy the same style. Like I said, why can't there be a guy that colors it green like the Joker? That would be actually kind of interesting. You know, like a dude with a purple suit and a Joker hair. Yeah, be creative. I don't mind colored hair. I just, like, do it different than the other guys. And then she said, that's a pretty stupid reason to judge people. Imagine I wasn't judging people. I would just say. People told her it ain't even that serious. But, yeah, it went off. And, like, hella people were, like, liking hers. More people liked mine. So I think I won. That's why I got the idea for that girl. Call in. It changed my mind. I was hoping she would see the post and call in. Yeah, that's where I kind of got it, because when people started getting pissed on Twitter, I was like, man, I didn't even know Twitter was lit like that, but it is. On Facebook, I post stuff, it barely gets any action. I go on Twitter and say something, and, like, people get lit. It gets lit, man. I'm like,
for real.
I guess
I went on there and I roasted Charlamagne, and I've had Charlamagne actually retweet my tweet about him, and it was pretty dope.
Oh, were you roasting him? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
For real? Did he reply to it?
Yeah.
Or he just, like, retweeted it?
And he just retweeted it, and he put the, like, crying, you know, laughing emoji. So
he just pretty much took it that you roasted him bad, and you got him. He couldn't come back.
I told him, this is when he was dropping his, he was about to come out with the book, you know, the book that.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, so. I went on there and I was like, man, you know, real motherfuckers don't give a fuck about that book. You know, you wrote that book for white people. and he thought it was pretty funny and he retweeted it.
Well, because he knows that, like, it's, like, true, but it's funny, but it's true. And he can't really come back from that. Like, when you say something true, they can't really come back. They're just like, oh, well, you got me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's pretty dope,
like,
though, that he retreated you, because now, like, your page is going to be getting a hell of attention. I mean, you're pretty out there when you get retreated like that.
Yeah, especially by someone with his platform. So it was pretty dope.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real. But that was good. That's a good thing that you roasted him, though. I'm glad you roasted him. I feel like roasting him too, and I'll get him sooner or later. He does say some dumb shit, though. Like, he tried to say, what did he say? He said that Ether was whack and that, like, that Nas lost or some shit. And then the excuses he gave was like, what the fuck? You know what, though? But I think he's just trolling. A lot of shit he's doing it to piss people off. So they'll, like, talk about him and get his views up. And I figured that out. You know, I'm like, okay, he's doing that. But what if we start roasting him back and do the same shit? You know, that's what I think.
Yeah.
It's both ways. You know, so.
No, for
what
real.
What else did he say? He said some other shit that was hella dumb the other day, and I wanted to roast him about it. I forgot what it was. But I'm glad you roasted him about the book. I forgot about the book. Yeah, because I'm like, who the fuck reads books anymore? Everybody just watches YouTube when they want to learn something. I mean, that's what I would tell him that. All right, Solomon, you got to come,
bro. That's
what
I wrote.
I know you're not listening to this.
I was pretty much telling him, like, who the fuck's going to read your book, you know? Like, you wrote that book for white folks. We're the only ones.
Yeah, that's only for
they're
people.
The
yeah, these rich
read.
People that are, like, sipping their tea and reading in their bed, you know, and eating crumpets and shit. I mean, that's the people that are reading that. I mean, like, you know, I mean, I don't read books unless it's, like, scary stories or, like, you know, scary ass shit. And some good shit. But I'm not gonna sit there reading his book, like him. I mean, I don't even want to hear him, let alone read his book. I'm like, I don't want to be inside his head. I don't know. But, yeah, he's kind of like a troll now because he just says dumb shit. And then people get pissed off. And then, like, all these magazines write about it. And I'm like, yeah, but that's just because now, like, people are going to go to his page and talk shit. And be like, hey, but look at my book. I got a book coming out.
For real.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, I know that he does it on purpose. He tries to say shit to piss people off. I don't. I try to say the truth, and then it pisses people off. I'm different. I won't just say something stupid. And then I know it's not true to piss people off. I like, say something real, and then people are like, oh, man, you just hate it. Like, what? Like, they'll be doing it to me, like, man, you just hate on the youth. I'm like, no, there's a lot of young singers and rappers with a hell of talent, and I give them props, and I actually fans of them, a lot of them. But the ones that suck and then say they're better than Pac and Big, I got to call them out. You know, you're whack, and then you said that shit. You getting called out, bro. You know,
but
the thing is, with a lot of these young dudes that suck, it's all about the beats. They have hot beats, so I think people are not even listening to the shit they're saying. They're just like, well, this hits hard with the bass, so they're like, I'll play it, you know. But I'd rather listen to somebody that it hits hard and has lyrics at the same time and flow and singing and just everything.
Yeah, for real.
Package, you know, but either way, guys, thank you for tuning in. We had Wizfire in the house. Much love to him. Look out for his new singles. But don't even just look out for him. We're going to play him on here. They'll be on all my live streams, even my video game channel, where, yeah, that gets even more views. We're going to be playing music everywhere to get it out there. And Triple Tree, check out their new music. Make sure to follow them on social media and buy the new album, right, bro? I mean, it's coming out soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so look out for that. And then catch them live
in the new year.
In the new year. So, oh, that's like only like 3 months away. So be ready,
yes,
guys. You know, make it a good New Year's present. Yeah. And if you don't make it for New Year's, well, then make it a Valentine's present for somebody. Yeah, see? It's a good gift idea. You know what I'm saying? All right, much love, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Gator Media's Umpire Hours Radio, special co-host tonight, surprise co-host with Spire in the house. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Much love. We'll finish off the show with a song if it has enough time left. This is Houdini Black with the song Live Forever. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we're out.
Bobby Sticks, Houdini Black. Yo, gotta stay observant. People surface looking for come up. These clowns are leaving they circus looking for purpose, even uncut. I'm begging your haters to run up. I
see you at the crossroads.
You rappers are walking dead, and I'm down with that crossbow. So what in the hell y'all talking about? My group of these lovers and ghetto survivors right there at the pinnacle. Nothing identical, wanting the money, the knowledge, the power. I rap for the team, the mission is green. Making money, stack a paper, you think? Malcolm X, gotta get it in the means. Step aside, this guy will return. We're serving the fiends and put that on wax. Risky drugs, players of pills, not shuffle the packs. Y'all cut the act, really vanilla, you want for your Grammy? None of your trash, you're making a slam and that's worth for your granny. Me and my team get a pop in Miami, the dog should have vanished.
Hey, put your lip into the sky, homie. We gon' live forever. We gon' live forever, tell them we gon' live forever. Put your lip into the sky, dog. We gon' live forever. We gon' live forever, tell them we gon' live forever. Put your lip into the sky, cheese. We gon' live forever.
We're black sheep, nightly running the streets. It's the seventh side militia. You're feeling froggy than leap. The underground top of fur. Got a crew full of gangsters and dangerous nerds. Ready to fester in the perch. Yo, who the nicest on these microphones? The devices, y'all like a lifeless. I got the sniper, but I got the mic to join in the finals. I am made with it with a title. I am Shakespeare, kicking recital. King of survival, that piece on the side of me. I don't know, ghost fighter, one of your idols. I know. This number of seven, this number that heaven prepared for my brother. Prepare for the evidence. Is it inevitable? That's when the devil then shine like a star. Like a cigar, on the cape possible. Remember who fought when we died by the hand of the brother scar. This is no, that's suicidal. That's something can't
I
be defined.
Put your lips into the sky, homie. We gon' live forever. We gon' live forever.